Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's the best time of the year. It's the 4th of July weekend. Well, it starts at 9 o'clock for me. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. Nothing much to say about that. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of baseball, the leader of the Yerkes and Profar fan club, Miss Allie Mack.
Peachtree Road Race participant as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
She's got a t-shirt for both.
Yeah, she said the P stands for Peachtree.
But not Profar. And we sprinkle in a very whipped vanilla human being named Dylan. And our forces combined.
D-I-E-L-A-W-N.
Oh, that's a new
dialogue.
I had to like see it in my mind as you spelled that out to understand what you were saying.
I thought I was always made it with put an replace the A in Dylan with an O, make it Dylan.
Yeah, I got you.
Not tie Dylan. Anyways, we are the morning shift, and we are all over the place on July 3rd. Because you know what? It's 4th of July started for some of y'all. It does start for us. Well, I would say today it starts for me at like 4:30 when MGA starts.
Oh, yeah. You're back at MGA. You didn't get to play last week.
Yeah, I don't really love the foursome I'm in, but that's another
story. Oh, wow. Wow. Let's put that out in public. Publicly. Let's go.
Yep. Thank you. That's a clip.
Well,
yep.
I don't know. Obviously, I know Carter. I don't know one guy. And the other guy is a really good guy, but he's a good golfer, and he is a talkative good golfer who wants to help you.
And
that
golfer coach,
that there's like one person that I play with that can really help me. It's Brent, my buddy Brent.
Yeah.
Because he speaks my language.
Sure. And you trust him.
Well, you know what it really is when I've had enough and I'm just like, I'm just going to drink the round away. I'm like, hey man, like I don't want to hear it right now. And he's like, oh, I got you. And he doesn't take offense to it. Like, he knows we are good enough friends. And he knows, he's like, all right, man. Yeah. And then I'll be like, hey, sorry about that. What were you saying? Like, yeah. Three holes later. He speaks squid.
There's nothing like, Allie, I'm curious if you ever found yourself in this situation. There is nothing like playing partner in a golf that wants to give you lessons on your swing. It is so frustrating.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about getting unsolicited advice with like every statement you make? Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
wow. Okay.
That took a hard turn.
You did just mansplain to her about, how people treat people in sports.
No, I didn't know if that was a thing in running, and I didn't, I don't know what else to talk about in terms of, like,
it is 100% a thing in running.
I was going to say, like Abe run up next to you and go, hey, you know what? If you would breathe out of your right nostril, then it would actually help your left brain. You know, like, what?
Here's a moment for some young people lingo. If y'all want some young people lingo, what Allie just did, Allie just clocked some tea. She just clocked y'all tea.
She didn't clock R. She clocked
Mike's, yeah. She clocked Mike, she clocked your tea.
Apparently, she cleans you out. She took a shot.
Remember yesterday I was talking about carbo loading for running. And I said, I guarantee Abe Gordon's going to run in here and tell me it's a myth. He didn't say it's a myth. He said, but it's really not really a practical thing for like the Peachtree. It's not a long enough distance for it to matter. So he did come in and have some advice on it.
Yeah. And you got mansplained your carbo load. Did you get spaghetti last night?
I didn't. Oh. I did. It'll be fine. I just did my normal meal prep stuff.
Oh, did Grant have to go to the game because Profar returned? So
apparently, it was a good game last night, which we got to talk about in a second. Also, I want to let you know Grant is going to be on the show today, making a special appearance at 8:20 today.
It's funny. It's just almost like we can ask Grant to do whatever we want these days. And I told her
that earlier today. So that's weird, man.
The other day it was like Dylan was like, hey, man, we need you at 7:20. He's like, yeah, no problem.
That's so funny because I didn't even know that Grant was going to make an appearance on the show today until we had our show call yesterday. And he mentioned it last night. I was like, yeah, well, I had no clue that was going to be happening.
Yeah.
In a little bit, we're going to talk about it. 6:20, we're going to talk about the relationship between Michael Penix and Kyle Pitts. Could Michael be the spark that Kyle needs to get a little bit reinvigorated? But right now, let's go ahead and talk about it. The Braves, lots of news from that side of town yesterday, starting with the game. They won 8-3 against the Angels. Jerks and Profar was back and went 2-for-4 with a solo home run. Sean Murphy hit a 3-run homer. Matt Olson got a grand slam. He also kicked the ball away from Travis d'Arnaud, which was hysterical at the plate.
I did think that was funny.
Well, it was funny so how neither one of them really reacted.
Yeah.
Like, he just did it, and d'Arnaud was just like, I ain't even showing this any love.
Yeah. So the win last night was almost enough to make you forget about all the other news that came out yesterday.
Can I make an admission right now at July 3rd, 6:08? I fell asleep during the game.
Okay.
The last thing I remember seeing before I had to go back and watch the last three innings. The last thing I remember seeing was Sean Murphy's home run.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing to fall asleep to.
However, when I woke up in my chair at like 11 o'clock last night, I woke up cussing the Braves because I'd forgotten about it. And I was like, blank and blank Braves. These blankers can't score any runs because I remember being 2-0, right, in the sixth inning. And then I go, wait, I think Sean Murphy had a home run. Was I dreaming that? So I looked it up, and I was like, 8-3?
Yeah.
I turned it on, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to live in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to worry about all the other news coming out. I'm going to live in the moment throughout this game. And Profar comes up immediately with runners on and strikes out, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like this is everything you wanted with Profar back, or runners in scoring position, able to step up and at least put a ball in play. It doesn't happen. And I was like, dude, I'm just getting kicked in the teeth constantly. And obviously he turned things around at the plate yesterday, ends up going 2-for-4. But I was like, you know, I'm gonna try to separate the news going on around the Braves with what's actually happening on the field. And for the first few innings, it was hard to do that. Didier Fuentes navigating in and out of trouble, but, you know, kind of stressing the bullpen at times yesterday, but ended up being a good night. And this, I think the broad spectrum look at the game last night, this is what the Braves have to be moving forward. They have to get the power back. They have to be able to hit home runs, especially in home games, and because this offense is going to have to carry the pitching staff at times. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know where Sean Murphy's red hot. 3 home runs his last 3 games. Yerkson Profar overtook Alex Verdugo for home runs on the season. Now DFA'd Alex Verdugo. That's a cheap shot, but it's still true because he hit 1. And Matt Olson has been the hottest player that the Braves have seen in like maybe 2 years as far as on their team. Ronnie has helped him a ton.
Yeah.
And amazingly enough, they pitched that grand slam that Olson hit. They felt like they kind of pitched around Ronald there a little bit. Like, they were afraid of him. And the guy that has been really tearing the cover off the ball the last week or so is Olson. I mean, I think he's up to like 267 now. Yeah, I was hitting like 230 at one point. I don't care about that. But his 32 base on base streak, his on base percentage is right at 370 right now. That's really good. I mean, that's like pretty good for him. And once again, he is doing exactly what his baseball card says. He's going to be a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy who hits around 240 to 260 with a 350 on base percentage. That's who he is. And that's a Gold Glove caliber player at that.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, another guy I want to point out to, because we've been very, very hard on, Ozzie Albies. And I'm not saying it's completely turned around, but there's a couple of stats I looked up that were last 10 games. First of all, Matt Olson hitting over 400 at his last 10 games at home. So there's a caveat to that, like in home games.
Yeah.
Ozzie Albies from the right side of the plate starting to turn things around as well. He's got a 351 batting average in his last 10 games from the right side of the plate.
Oh, wow.
So he's starting to square things up a little bit as well. And it's nice to see, man. It really is nice to see. Profar, like you said last night, comes up in a couple of, you know, has a couple of good at-bats. Marcell Ozuna, like you said, had a couple of good at-bats. And I think that's really what we asked for yesterday when we talked about this game. It's like, I don't know what the offense is going to look like, but can we just start having good at-bats to be able to piece things together?
It feels like a much – I mean, you know, the way Snit did the lineup yesterday, it was a little bit surprising me. He decided to go Acuna, Olson, then Riley, then Ozuna, then Profar. I think 1 through 6 looks as good as it's looked all year. Now, you know, then you go 1 through 5, I should say, then 6, 7, 8, 9 is still up in the air. But Sean Murphy's been playing well. And Drake Baldwin, now Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin are very interchangeable with their bat. And I still hear people calling for 1 to DH. They're not going to DH these guys because then you lose the DH. And you could have a pitcher hitting like three, you know, and a relief pitcher at that, most likely. I know that we got to touch on Schwellenbach. Maybe we wait till we get back before we get into the pit stuff. But Didier Fuentes last night, I know that it sucks. He's not going down. It sucks that he has to be up here is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I saw something a little bit from yesterday. He had six strikeouts and 3 2/3. Was it great? No. But he limited damage, and I think he's starting to figure it out. It's starting to feel like he's a starter two away from going six innings, you know, giving you a quality start, basically. Six innings and 3 earned runs or less.
Yeah, and that's my biggest question. That's what I want to ask Grant coming up later in the show. Obviously, you don't feel like you have a ton in the minor leagues. You're going to have to play him moving forward at this point. But I am terrified on nights where they start – Didier Fuentes and Bryce Elder in back-to-back nights, and this is what happened when you switched the rotation around yesterday, that now you get into a situation where you have taxed the bullpen immensely last night because he's threw 90 pitches in 3 1/3 or whatever it is. Now, to your point, and he worked in and out of trouble with certain situations last night, but it does scare me a little bit that Bryce Elder has not been great his last couple of starts, and if you get into a situation where Bryce is not feeling like himself, and then all of a sudden you're going back to a bullpen that pitched well last night, but you don't want to have to tax them. You don't have off days coming up over the next few days, and you got a big series coming up this weekend.
Well, I feel when they get hit with bad news like Schwellenbach, which we will get into in a little bit, but I feel like when they get bad news like that and things are up and down, that is when this team just locks in and they really try to solidify things. And I still feel that the last outing from Bryce Elder was not his fault after that rain delay because he got hot. Cold, got hot again. So I feel like he's going to be truly locked in tonight. I mean, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good point with Elder is he's giving you, you know, up and down and stuff. I thought you had a great point the other day. I think it was Monday. You talked about him with the rain delay and how I hadn't even really thought about that. And I think you're right. I think that might have bothered him. Maybe we get that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this lineup will swing and miss. We saw that last night. So if we can get that, I do feel like coming out of the All-Star break, they will try to manipulate this this rotation to Mike's statement. to Mike's statement and manipulate it where you maybe go Strider, like Elder, Fuentes, and then Holmes, like just to try to break it up to save the bullpen.
Yeah, and there's so much we haven't even gotten to talk about yet. Schwellenbach, Ronald had some news yesterday. Profar spoke to the media. So we got to talk about all of that later on in the show. And coming up next, could Michael Penix be the guy that re-inspires a certain Falcon? We're going to get that spark going, possibly. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.